Andy said earlier that he's talking about the flair of everybody in the offense. He said Alex flares consistency. Describe what Alex does for this offense.
He's our leader. He gets us going. He gets us set. He gets us ready. All in all, he's a mentality of the offense. I mean, that's what the quarterback has to be. And he gets everybody in the ready to play and in the same mindset. So.
I was just saying the consistency thing. But kind of speak on that a little bit. When you hear Andy say consistency with Alex Smith, what does that mean to you?
You don't see him budge. I mean, it's the same thing, same guy every single day, every single play. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. I mean, he might get pretty excited if he runs over a guy in Buffalo, but that's really about it.
Travis, just along those lines, Andy was bringing it up in the context of showing your personality, and that's what Alex does. Can you just describe what showing your personality means to you? And I guess we see it a little bit on the field, but what does that statement mean?
Just go out there and have fun. Yes. Be you. Don't be uptight. Don't be too loose. Just be yourself. I mean, you. Every guy in this locker room got here because they were they were themselves, and they didn't they stayed true to who they are. And he doesn't want that to change. He doesn't want anybody to not go out there and do the things that they're not accustomed to. He just wants everybody to go out there and do what they got to do.
Is that even more the message at this time of year when it's winner go home, but it's sort of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna it can make you a little tight, make you a little tense at times, but you know, that's what the leaders in this locker room are here for. I mean, they're here to, you know, keep you calm, cool, collected, and everybody just go out there and be themselves.
You're a guy who has a lot of personality. Is it a balancing act for you?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You just got to go out there and make sure you're playing within the fundamentals and the techniques of the game, and not get too high or too low. I mean, I'm a guy that has a lot of passion to play this game, and I enjoy playing every single minute I'm out there. So it's one of those things where I kind of have to control the animal inside of me.
The fumbles the last couple of weeks, I mean, do you have to keep reminding yourself to?
Every single day, every single play. It's one of those things where, I mean, the past fumble is absolutely, I mean, none of them are acceptable. This one is just unbelievably unacceptable just because I didn't even put the ball away. I was trying to figure out where the defense was and put the ball in the hand that they were coming closest to, and by the time I turned around, guy's helmet was right on him. He did what he had to do, bite the ball, and the ball popped out. And, I mean, that's just, it's unacceptable, and I got to take more control or take more focus and put it on taking care of the football.
Not that you need to be told, but coaches saying anything to you about that this week, or your teammates? Or?
Every single one of them. I mean, they all have a confidence in the playmaking ability that I have, but I mean, I have to have the awareness to, you know, everybody's dreams, goals, and aspirations are within that ball, and whether or not I give it away or I hold on to it for a first down or a touchdown or whatever it may be, I gotta make sure I take that into aspect.
When you know you're gonna face a defense that likes to bring pressure and bring extra guys, does it add a little extra edge to your preparation, knowing that you really gotta be spot on with the assignments, knowing that they're gonna bring it?
Yeah, I mean, every team has their deal. Some teams present more coverages, some teams present more blitzes, and some teams just present more in terms of how they line up and things like that, but every team has their deal, and it's our job to be prepared no matter who it is or what they do.